Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it's been hard to believe, but almost 20 years ago, 18, I guess, to be exact, but An Ordinary Day with Jesus by John Ortberg, and it just looked at the different ways that we can experience Jesus on a daily basis. And my guest today is Jeff Rogers, and Jeff is just a tremendously gifted photographer. He has published 5 books of photography, a lot of those Kentucky-based, but he's also done a lot of international travels. I've bought several of those as gifts for people. Got one for my parents 1 year, and they loved it, and set in their living room as they entertained guests. It was a great conversation piece, and today I want to talk to Jeff because he has the gift of photography. That's not my thing, but visually, a lot of people God speaks to through nature, through pictures, they're visual, and God's wired us all up differently. And so I want to encourage some of you that are wired up that way to know you're not alone, number one. Number two, you need to get your tank filled, and the fall's a beautiful time in the state of Kentucky. Driving up, I've been preaching at a little church, Jackson Christian Church, up in Jackson, Kentucky, so I get blessed driving through awesome. The mountain park way and the leaves changing right now in the fall season, it just does my soul good. But Jeff, you've been a professional photographer over 25 years. Share with our audience some about how God speaks through pictures and what his word says, and just share with us, please.
Well, thanks again for having me. This is really a treat. I enjoy being with you. It's also fun to be with you on the radio as well.
So. Absolutely.
But I've always loved artwork, and I really see it as a great sort of not just a benefit for believers, but I see it as a means of evangelism. And so let me share, if I may, from Romans chapter 1. This is the New Living Translation. Hopefully nobody's offended by that. But this is Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, so they have no excuse for not knowing God. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord has given us this beautiful creation in order to enjoy. And unfortunately, we're so busy rushing place to place, we don't really like, where did the fall go, you know? And so that's the way it is with seasons so many times. And so my first 4 books that I'd done, and this isn't about selling books, but it's really about what the Lord is up to. The first 4 books were on Kentucky. And I've always wanted to be a Christian artist. As long as I remember, that's all I've ever wanted to do. And so always wanted to be able to glorify, edify God through my work and things like that. So I'd done the Kentucky books, and I was grateful to be able to do those, but it's like, I'm going to take a risk. I don't know if anybody's going to buy it or not, but I'm going to come up with a book of travels. My wife and I have remarried. Missy and I have been married almost 10 years now, and we've had quite the journey. She's awesome. And so we've had a chance to travel a good bit, and so I wanted to take images from travels that we've done, and I wanted to pair those up with scripture because I love the word, love God's word, and of course I love visuals as well. And so I just wanted to encourage people by doing that. And the Lord spoke to my heart and actually gave me the title. It's called My Father's World. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, that doesn't sound very inclusive. I mean, I'm saying it's my father. I mean, it is my dad, you know, but I'm saying it's my father's world, right. Not our father's world. Uh-huh. But I had some other friends praying about it. They said, no, it needs to be my father's world. So anyway, that's what I called it. Okay. And so I've got different images in here as well about that of creation. And I will tell you, the next one that I'm working on, I've been shooting for as well, is that there are so many people suffering with so many different problems. You look at our drug opioid crisis and so many physical things. People right and left are getting cancer and just all this stuff that's just going on. The brokenness of this world and of humanity is many times more than our humanity can bear. And so my next book, I'm going to do it on suffering. And so Missy and I had a chance to go to the desert 2 different times earlier this year. And so I got a lot of images in the desert, in the slot canyons in Arizona, and in some other desert regions, if you will, up in Arizona and in Utah, and which has a very different beauty than we have here.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
I love the lushness of Kentucky. I have no interest in going anywhere else, but I love to go other places, but I always like to come back here. And so this next book is going to be about suffering. And then we were able to get a lot of really good fall images this time. We went up to Bar Harbor at Acadia National Park and got some really splendid images up there. And so I want to round it out on the upswing, but also I just think it's important to give voice to the way that we suffer and where is God in suffering. And I believe he's very much in the middle of suffering, and he's right there with us, whether we can see him or not. And so anyway, that's the next book will be on suffering, and it'll be scriptures. Again, I've already indicated on a previous broadcast, I love the Psalms. And
absolutely.
After I had lost Sally, just how the Psalms came alive, like I'd never even read them before all of a sudden. It was just really, really incredible. And so
share with your new book there.
Yeah, so
I got to see it. We're on radio. So
this is radio. Faces,
oh,
too.
Oh, it's incredible, though. Share some of the scriptures and describe
just
the pictures.
Scriptures, some sunrise. Here's a sunrise over that was down in near the border of Peru and Bolivia. And this is from Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to end, you are God. That's on one side of this panoramic. And on the other side is a very beloved psalm, Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Another page here from Jeremiah 32:17. O sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And whoever's listening, I don't know what's going on in your world, what's going on in your life, in your heart, with your kids or your job or whatever, but the Lord, as Moses said once before, the Lord's arm is not too short.
Mm.
God is powerful, and he is in the midst of your situation. Here's a picture here from Bryce Canyon, a very abstract landscape from Isaiah 40:28. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Does anybody need that today?
Amen.
He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on the wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40.
You just tuned in. We're talking with Jeff Rogers. He's a very gifted photographer and a longtime friend of mine. He's a follower of Jesus, a great servant's heart. He and his wife, Missy. And, we're talking about just how God wires us all up differently today. And he speaks to us in different forms and fashions. Visual is the way a lot of people learn. Seasons of life. We're in the fall season here in Kentucky. We're blessed to see the leaves change, the colors, and before we come to that dark winter season where the trees are bare. And just want to encourage you, if that's how you're wired up today, man, maybe one of the best things you can do is just go in your car, turn the radio off, turn your phone off for 30 minutes, and just go drive down some of these beautiful country roads in Kentucky. We're so blessed here in central and eastern Kentucky. And just ask God to speak to you through his nature. And Jeff does a great job of capturing that in several books he's published that I've bought several of and used as gifts. They're great for those people that are hard to shop for. We all got them. And I want to encourage you to get one of his books. You can get those online. You can go, obviously, Joseph Beth, many places to get those. But Jeff, continue to share with us with your new book. It's beautiful. We've got it in front of us. You can't see it on radio, but I can. I got to see it before we went on the air. Share some more about the scriptures and the pictures in this
book. Well, it's funny you're talking about getting a drive. We're right here at the radio station on the corner of Pisgah Pike. And I think Pisgah Pike, this little 3 or 4 mile stretch, that's got to be one of the prettiest drives in Kentucky, I believe.
Well, man, you say that for those of you who go, okay, where's Pisgah Pike? Everybody pretty much knows where the castle is right on Versailles Road, out on the Fayette County, Woodford County line. As soon as you get past the castle coming from Lexington at that light, take a right and follow that. And he is so right. That would be a great drive to fill your tank with God's beauty.
And another one down by Pine Mountain State Park, it's called the Little Shepherd Trail. It's an 8 mile stretch along this ridge, along the mountains, and they just paved it just a few years ago. And oh my gosh, it's incredible, especially in the fall. Of course, the leaves drop, anyway, I'll tease you with that. Check it out sometime. Little Shepherd's Trail near Pine
Little
Mountain.
Shepherd's Trail. Okay.
In this book here, the next picture, this is in Iceland. Been to Iceland two different times. Been very fortunate. It was a bucket list place for me.
Yeah.
And this is over a monstrous waterfall, and the sun is just coming up over the horizon. And there's a scripture from Amos, which is a minor prophet in the Old Testament, Amos 9:6. The Lord's home reaches up to the heavens while its foundation is on the earth. He draws up water from the oceans and he pours it down as rain on the land. The Lord is his name. And here's a picture from Scotland. This is a picture that is repeated that was on the cover. This is from Psalm 33:6-7. The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries, and he locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. And then on the same page, Psalm 95:6-7. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. Mm. Again, he watches over us. We are the flock under his care.
And I love that you that scripture you sure talked about, you know, breathe, you know, God breathes, you know, life into us and things. Yeah. And yet for some of us, you're just so busy, and I get it, man. I promise you, I get it. But one of the things I love on my hour and a half drive up to Jackson on Sunday mornings is it gives me a chance just to breathe.
Yeah.
And man, some of you today, some of the best thing you could do is just turn the TV, radio off, not till you get done listening here in just a couple minutes, but and do what Psalm 46:10 says, and Be still
and know that I'm God. Absolutely. It's one of my favorites. I love that scripture. Here's a picture that was a sunrise in Bolivia up on top of a mountain. Thought I was going to die climbing up there because the elevation is high and it was really a steep pitch. But I love this scripture because at least in our healing ministry, this is something that almost all healing ministries go to. Jesus actually quotes this in Luke 4. But this is Isaiah 61:1-3. This is what Jesus rolled out on the scroll, and this is what he read. Isaiah 61:1-3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released, prisoners will be freed. So I'll take a break here. I don't know what kind of bondage you're in. I don't know what kind of addiction you're dealing with. I don't know what's going on in your world. But Jesus Christ is the one that he came so that captives will be released and that prisoners will be freed.
Yes.
There is nothing hopeless in your life right now. God can make a difference, and he wants to. Carrying on. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, beautiful stuff, man. We could go on and on, but unfortunately, we're about out of time. But we've been talking with Jeff Rogers, and what we were talking about today is we were just encourage you. God's wired all of us up differently, some similarities, but the way he speaks to us and his creation is just a good thing that fills a lot of your tanks, but we get so busy so many times that we can't do that. And I want to encourage you to do that. Man, just maybe take a drive. Just look at the beauty God's blessed us with here in Central Kentucky. If you're fortunate to live here, some of you I know have transplanted. I have a good friend who lives in Dallas, Texas, that listens to our podcast and says, man, I miss all four seasons like I used to have in Kentucky, but just one of the great things about Jeff's photography, you should check it out. It'll fill your tank. If nature speaks to you, go to jeffrogers.com. It's R-O-G-E-R-S, no D, jeffrogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.com. You'd be really blessed to check that out. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.